Recently, I did a talk about seeking understanding and communicating bravely for the purpose of enhancing our relationships. And in that message, I talked about what are some relational hacks, shortcuts that I've learned in 20 plus years of marriage and leadership that will help us be better listeners, better at seeking understanding and communicating bravely. Here's one of those hacks. So a relationship shortcut, a hack, if you will, that I've learned is when someone begins to ask me a question and somewhere in the conversation, they're wanting to know what I think about something, et cetera. My mind stops listening to what they're saying and I start listening to the voice in my head and I start creating an answer or a solution. And so I've lost sight of what they're saying. I've lost the ability to pay attention to their tone or their body language, because I'm listening more to the inside of my head and what answer I'm going to come up with. That causes us to listen in a more shallow way, if we're even listening at all. So one of the things I've learned to do is when someone starts to ask me a question, I begin to pay more attention to their values, to the meaning behind the question or the purpose behind the question. I might think about what is the question behind the question, and I'm listening for those things when they're communicating with me. So rather than letting my inside of my head voice become more dominant about the solution, I actually lean my heart deeper into what they're saying. So I want to deepen my listen when a question is being asked, not shallow my question, my thinking and my listening. I deepen it by listening for tone, listening to body language, listening for values, for emotions, for nuance, for questions behind questions. And so when a person is done asking me the question, more often than not, I actually answer their question with a question, because I've been listening deeper, so I've created more curiosity and I've created more interest in what they're saying. Yes, eventually I'll answer their question. And what I try to do is listen fully until they're done talking, restate their question, make sure I understand, or ask a follow-up clarifying question, and then I'll say, let me think about that for a second. And then I'll begin to listen to the inside of my head voice and come up with an answer, usually pretty quickly. And then I give that answer back. So when you're being asked a question, it's not a time to listen to your inside voice more, but it's actually a way that you can deepen your listening by listening for values, emotions, stories, body language, tone, and things like that. Let the question draw you into their heart, not draw you into the voice inside your own head. So deepen your listening with curiosity, listening for what they're really saying behind their words. And if you will do that more than you listen to the voice inside your own head, then you will actually listen to someone more fully. You'll not disconnect from the conversation. And I think you'll find that actually deepening your connection and your understanding as you build these relationships.